Hello there, babies. Hello. It's Christmas Eve.
So it is.
It is, isn't it? I'm feeling very Christmassy now. Is it snowing?
It is.
Wow. That's lovely, isn't it?
This mince pie is very buttery.
Yeah. And that roaring log fire really sets the atmosphere off.
This mulled wine is getting me cunted.
Yeah, we're on the mulled wine now.
Yeah. Because it's Christmas Eve.
And we've got mince pies.
Woo!
With chunky bits in. And Dilly's very much enjoying them. I keep falling out of my mouth.
Yeah, you can hear he's banging the mic stand in appreciation.
Dill's got into the Christmas spirit. Never has a dog worn a Christmas hat with more delight.
If you would like to write next year's 12 Days of Christmas,
do, please.
Yeah.
And send it to the chaps at thegentlemansreview.com, if it's still going then.
Might have all died by then.
Write it and send it in now. That way we've got it. If we decide to fuck it off halfway through the year, we'll just do it to get it out of the way.
Yeah.
Well, if we die, we can have it sung at his funeral.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah. To make it really obscene. Make sure you insult all of our relatives in it. Sorry, I've been sidetracked by the yumminess of the mince pies and the mulled wine.
These are going to be some of the most boring podcasts ever, aren't they?
Oh, yeah.
Because eating.
This mince pie is quite heavy on the apple, isn't it?
Yeah, mine is.
That's nice. I prefer it for the regular ones.
I bought some really expensive mince pies for today, but Tom and Andy decided to eat the 50p for 12 apple pies.
That's because they're nicer.
That was a very nice mince pie, Martin.
Apple pie nicer than mince pie every time.
I don't know what the fuck this is. No, I wouldn't say that. So, it's Christmas Eve. We're sitting at my house. It's a bit inconvenient for the guy because they want to be getting home to, you know, to enjoy the Christmas spirit.
Yeah.
And I'm holding them hostage here with chains and whips and things.
We've got to go and pick my dad up.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I've got to be. I should be at my mum's house by now.
You should be, really. You're spoiling Christmas for all of us.
Yeah, that's it, yeah.
Well, except me. I've got nowhere to go, so.
Yeah.
Well,
I'm happier here.
We're having haggis for Christmas.
Yum.
Just a massive haggis. One.
Yeah.
Haggis.
Can we have haggis for Christmas?
No.
Why not?
Because we are having a capon.
You could stuff the capon with haggis.
With haggis.
Shut the fuck up, Tom.
That'd be brilliant.
That'd be foul.
When my mum...
Foul.
Yeah. When my mum and stepdad came up to see us doing Daventench in Edinburgh, on the way back, they went via a farm thing.
Oh, right.
And bought a big haggis.
Oh, yum.
And came back, stuck it in the freezer.
Yum, yum.
Apparently these are famous haggis, as these are.
Oh, right.
I don't know why. Perhaps they just won.
Maybe they were in a film or something.
Yeah. Or that it won the Battle of Waterloo.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah.
I think it's pretty obvious. You think about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, a friend of ours is being paid on New Year's Eve for piping in a haggis.
Wow.
He just plays the pipes while a haggis is ceremonially taken into a room for everyone to scoff.
Wow.
That's an obscure job to do.
Yeah.
Is it Scottish bagpipes then?
Nope.
So
you explain this to them and they said, whatever.
Fuck it, no one will be able to tell the difference.
Ullin pipes or Ullin pipes.
So they're probably going to be getting Japanese-made haggis piped in on Northumbrian small pipes. But it's at some hotel in the Lake District and they're probably really, really thick and middle class and have paid an arm and a leg for the privilege. So who gives a shit?
Well, providing Becky goes, occasionally, fine. I assume it's Becky, is it? Or is it somebody else? Yeah.
Well, that's the really odd thing. It's not actually our friend that can play the pipes. It's a completely different one.
I met Jeff with no arms.
Yeah. That's terrible. Just keeps pumping it with his head. Just sit next to a wall. Oh, dear. So, yeah, I haven't had any commercial opportunities coming from Christmas. Not at all. I mean, perhaps, you know, I might be able to sell my distended kidneys and liver after.
Yeah. Your lungs. Sell your lungs to make haggis.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yes. Nom, nom. Yeah, well, you got two.
Colonel Lungs. So his lungs are lungs. That's my band.
Sorry, I can't stop thinking about haggis now. I really want some haggis.
Yeah, haggis.
That rustling. It's lovely.
It's not lovely.
Haggis is lovely.
It's not.
Try some.
Try some again. Try some again and keep trying it till you like it.
Yeah. Pluck up your courage.
I'll keep trying it if you keep trying fucking peppers.
Don't be ridiculous. Peppers are clearly not nice.
You can get a veggie haggis, which might be nicer for...
haggis. As long as it's still in a sheep's stomach.
Yeah. That's just grass, isn't it? that's just grass that the sheep's eaten.
Yeah, but it's pre-digested for you. It's far more nutritious.
It's better for you.
Yeah.
Better for you. None of the toxins of the grass.
Yep.
Yeah. You know, no old tennis balls and things like that. That's it.
Yeah. In the same way that vegetarians can have mushrooms, I'm pretty sure they can eat sheep's lung.
Yes.
Sheep's lung.
Well, they can have lamb's kidneys, so long as the kidneys have only been taken out as one and the lamb was still alright afterwards.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think the Vegan Society of Great Britain approves that one.
I'm fairly certain that the Vegan Society doesn't.
Oh, they know nothing.
The Vegan Society doesn't even let you use the wool off its back.
Well, yeah, that's because the sheep might get cold if you take all its wool, but it'll be fine with one.
Sweater.
It'll be fine with one kidney.
Oh well,
yeah.
Well, tonight I'm going to be putting out, of course, the sherry and the mince pie for Father Christmas.
Oh yeah,
That's what we do.
And a carrot for Rudolph.
No,
we didn't do that as kids. We didn't.
What?
Yeah. Well, you've got to remember that. Well, certainly when in our household, the reindeer were generally, not really thought about. They were
really.
Yeah, we just thought about Father Christmas because we didn't think about Santa Claus. There was no Santa Claus. That was an American idea. We had Father Christmas, which is slightly different.
Still have reindeer.
With the song Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, but that's about as far as it went.
Well, we still had Rudolph.
We never really sort of considered them to be proper reindeer because they were just made up in a song.
Wow.
Yeah. I don't remember ever leaving anything for Father Christmas. In mince pie or sherry or anything.
Really? Oh.
Yeah.
Well, we do because my dad liked mince pies and sherry.
Yeah. But not carrots.
No.
That's the real reason.
Some people leave like milk.
Yeah.
Strange.
I think it's milk and cookies over in America, isn't it?
Yeah.
My dad just pointed out that we didn't have a proper chimney, so the bugger wouldn't get down anyway.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That was why you weren't getting any presents.
Wow. I was told that even though we had a gas fire in front of it, that it would be magically.
Yeah, I got told that as well.
Wow.
You just magic down the chimney.
Yeah. I think I asked because there were like a dead blackbird that had fallen down the chimney that my dad had to take the fire off for to get the bird out.
It's an evil harbinger of Father Christmas.
Yeah. And it was like, well, surely if the blackbird can't get through, how the fuck's Father Christmas going to get through?
Well, that's it. Because everybody had gas fires then, which were just basically covering where the old coal fire had been. Happy days. Happy days. Gas fires. Do you remember gas fires?
Yeah.
I've got a gas fire. What are you on about?
Oh, yeah.
Actually, right back then, we did have a coal fire. Or that wasn't an open coal fire. It was a contained. Had a thing and a back boiler and stuff like that.
In a
cellar. Yeah, I know. Never appreciated it at the time.
My uncle was the best. He lived in Rawmarsh, which is a mining village near Rotherham.
All right.
That's where my grandma came from.
Free coil.
Yep. Free coil.
Right.
And
was he allowed it, or did he just sneak down the mine at night when no one was there and drill himself a load out?
Well, this was the weird thing. He'd only
one lump a night he'd get.
It never really worked in the mine.
Put a bit in his pocket each time.
He was getting free coal and never really worked in the mine. He'd from what I know...
Was he an admin?
Yeah, well,
clean,
yeah,
clean
well,
the windows.
I think what he'd gone, he'd gone down very for a very short period of time when he was very young.
Mm. Did he get the black lung?
No, he said black lung.
Yes,
I had the black lung.
Woo-hoo!
I got the black lung.
And he went to work in a mill in the office, and but still got the free car.
Fair enough.
Yeah,
clearly a very clever and sensible chap.
But he had senility by the end of his life, and he used to put the coal fire on the hottest summer's day.
Nah.
And his my great aunt lived next door, and used to come round and just the boiler was boiling away, so they actually run off all the hot water so it didn't explode. It's fantastic.
Blimey.
Oh,
what larks.
There we go. I was around the day that happened, after he told me 17 times that I'd worked in the mill. It's stuck in my head. This is very relaxing. Well, I'm enjoying this.
This mulled wine smells nice, as I now know.
Yep. Two for two.
Have you just snored it?
Not deliberately.
Right.
I'm not quite sure why the phrase black lung should have made me snort it back down my nose.
Black lung.
Curse of the black lung.
The black lung. That was...
What?
Oh, he's gone.
That was gone.
You shouldn't let him have that wine before we recorded.
No.
Yeah.
That was the rejected title for the first Pirates of the Caribbean film.
Mm.
Yeah.
It was considered too grim.
Yeah.
Captain Jack Sparrow... This is the actual thing. Captain Jack Sparrow walks into shot, coughs for 10 minutes. Speck of blood comes down his nose.
Dies of emphysema.
Yeah, I was going to say all aboard the good ship emphysema. Yeah.
While Guy Siner minces around him.
Good old Guy.
Other lung conditions are available.
Of course, by now, by the time this has come out, the Dab and Tench Christmas podcast will be out, so we'll go and have a look at that.
I believe that was quite well received from what I've heard.
Yeah.
Even better, have a listen.
It was very good.
Yeah.
So, they're very good, though, those Dab and Tench, aren't they?
Yeah. Mulled wine.
Goodness. Yeah.
Cinnamony. It's quite nice, actually. So it's got dark outside already. It's
Well, it's the middle of winter, isn't it? Yeah. Christmas Eve.
So it's like being in Scandinavia.
So you're having haggis tomorrow, and you guys are having capon.
Are you having haggis as the main part of your meal, or just as like a start?
I don't know. Andy's eaten... Dave's food, and you know how nice it is.
He's a very nice guy. I did Christmas dinner with you and your folks
one year.
Did a very nice bit of beef.
Yeah,
It was really good.
He's a fantastic cook. Yeah.
Done just right. bit pink in the middle.
Yeah.
Spot on.
Yeah, I remember that year because I think we came back at the end of the day and I talked to Tom and I went, I've just been here by myself. And I went, oh shit, I would have invited you to. Oh well, never mind.
Yeah.
I just always assume that Tom's got a far more exciting social life than I have.
Yeah. No, you assume I've got a far more exciting social life than I actually have.
Well, there you go. Such is life.
Yes.
Such is life. Happy days. So Haggis Christmas.
Days.
So of course, Christmas Carol will be, I'm sure that'll be on television at some point.
Yep.
I've currently got 3 or 4 versions on my...
Well, Scrooge was on fucking weeks ago.
Yeah.
You see, it was barely into December when they showed that.
Oh, yeah. A cheeky cunt.
Still one of my faves.
Yeah, I've got
it's very good.
Patrick Stewart's Christmas Carol, we've got Muppet Christmas Carol, Scrooge.
It's a Fucking Wonderful Life. I've been on.
Oh, I like A Wonderful Life. My mum watches it every Christmas Eve. I watched it around her house last year.
Did you get another copy of the Ross Kemp one? Because I know your old one wore out through.
Yeah, it's the first time I've seen a laser burn through a CD, a DVD before. Yeah,
is that because you were pausing all the nudie bits?
Yeah, there's tons of newsy bits in that. It was fucking loads. I mean, just from beginning to end, it was like nude men, nude women.
That's not a buttock, you know, that's his head.
Oh, right, yes. Mm. Shaved dogs.
Dirty boy.
It's terrible. What do you think? Had a And if you ever saw him, you would even say it glows. Now, when I was at school, we used to sing this song because
did you?
Yeah,
just whenever you were at school.
Yeah. Top anecdote.
And I used to get really great. I found it horrific. I thought it was the most horrific song ever. Because
in a highlighting in reindeer's alcoholism.
I don't know, because there was the lyric where it says, "And if you ever saw him, you would even say it glows." I thought they meant they sawed him in half with a saw.
What the fuck?
I don't know.
How bad was your grammar teacher?
Were you a bit slow when you were a kid?
I was just overly imaginative. So all the kids were singing this. I'm just like
fucking mental.
And I thought. I thought they were sawing Rudolph's nose off and seeing it glowing inside.
Did you used to pull the legs off insects as well?
No. Serial killer. Yeah.
Well, it's Catholic school.
I mean, when people came in at the weekend and said, oh, I saw that film at the weekend. Did you go, oh, no, you cast film in half of a saw?
No, only in that song. That's the only song. I think it was the I think it was about if you ever saw him.
Went to the seaside and saw my granddad.
Oh, saw him in half with a saw.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. But no, it's the way it's the way it says. And if you ever saw him, you know, it's like an action.
Not really.
It's an action. Yeah, you were seeing him.
And if you ever saw him. You know,
but then would be you will. So yeah, and it's you would. So it just doesn't work.
Yeah. But I used to think it meant they were sawing his face off.
Oh dear.
So I thought it was most horrific. I never understood why they did it. I thought they were just trying to test out why his nose was glowing and just giving it, doing an autopsy on his face.
Well, that's how you get him open to change the batteries.
Yeah. But yeah, that was my idea. I had very strange ideas when I was a kid.
Clearly.
I recently wrote a blog about what made me afraid as a kid and linked in a load of government information films. But my mum also sent me a list of other things I was afraid of.
All right.
I might as well just read it out here. I'm going to add it to the blog at some point, but I haven't had a chance yet. But I'll just find that in a second. There we go. Rich. There we go. Nearly there. I will be here.
There's an ETA on this because we could be saying stuff.
Yeah, you might as well say something.
Did I ever tell you about my Hound of the Baskervilles dilemma?
No.
What dilemma is that?
Why not? Tell us now.
It was the Tom Baker version of the Hound of the Baskervilles, which I was allowed to watch because I liked Sherlock Holmes, but it was a bit too scary for me. So I was all like scared and couldn't go to sleep. But I also knew that someone had told me if you want to. They might have told me in song on a film, mind. There's something about if you're scared, you whistle to yourself. But I also knew that whistling attracted dogs. So I was like in a real brain fuck of what to do. And just paced up and down the landing. Until I got told to fuck off to bed.
See, that was really the solution all along, wasn't it?
Oh, well, there you go. See,
you've got to weigh up the hypothetical possibility of a monster dog coming and eating you with the very real possibility of your dad braying the fuck out of you.
Yeah.
So I've got my list of things I was afraid of from my mum. She said you were also scared of helium-filled balloons, vacuum cleaners, paper stuffed...
Are you a dog?
Yeah. Paper-stuffed tights.
I'm with you on that one.
And she once found me hiding under the stairs when somebody came to the front door. And she says, taking all things into consideration, it's a bloody miracle you can even get out your front door. Never mind trot out onto stage.
Blimey.
Now the tights stuffed with newspaper was when I went to my... auntie's house, actually great aunt's house. I was talking about my great uncle. It was the same house, and what they'd done is back then, as a sort of money saving exercise, this was the 70s after all. To save on drafts, they would stuff old tights with newspapers.
Yeah.
I thought it was a human leg in front of the door.
your great aunt must have had the worst varicose veins on the planet. If you thought that was a real leg.
My childhood was just a horror film. I was terrified of everything.
It would have been better if you'd have come in and she was sat next to it with one of her legs folded up underneath her and the other stuff running and then just jumped up and gone, ah! And rolled away from it, leaving one leg behind.
No. Perhaps she did.
Let's hope so.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was the terror of my childhood. Everything yeah. frightened me.
Blimey.
A policeman frightened me as well.
Yeah, a policeman was supposed to.
Yeah. Although I wasn't frightened. this is going to sound really dodgy. I wasn't frightened anymore when one let me pull his truncheon out.
Okay.
Is that where it all stemmed from?
No, I remember him. His name was PC Woodhouse. I think he was kicked out eventually. he came around in uniform. Of course, they had the truncheon pocket with the truncheon sticking out the top, little leather strap. And he sort of went, right, pull that. And he kept coming, and it was like, whoa! It's like a big old-fashioned wooden truncheon.
Kept coming and getting longer.
Yeah.
But back in the days when police had proper truncheons.
Yeah. Happy days.
Yeah.
I don't even remember that.
What, police having proper truncheons?
Oh, yeah.
Do you not?
Well, other than now, on telly and in film.
When a like, real couple had wooden truncheons with the long pocket down the trouser leg, Martin was saying.
Concealed and the tunics.
Did you not have a policeman that was your school copper that came round and talked to you at school?
Yeah, but he never got his truncheon in.
Yeah, we had a regular school copper.
Hurst ours was.
PC Kirby.
PC Hurst.
Yeah, he used to come here, like he showed you the handcuffs with the blood on them and the truncheons and things.
Yeah.
And he's pushing downstairs gloves and all that.
Great
fun. But yeah, he used to come around and he also used to come around and show us films, of course, on a film projector, which were like, don't get buggered by strangers and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
If you go within 100 metres of a railway, you're going to die.
We didn't get that off the copper. We had a special railway scarer man come around for the railway stuff.
Yeah.
Oddly, I seem to remember him saying everyone called him Grandad because he was like the oldest person working on that depot or something. Wow. So yeah, Grandad used to come around. I remember he told us once a story. Back in the days of the slam door trains that you could therefore impatient people would jump off before they'd stopped.
Yeah.
He was saying, and I nowadays do not believe a fucking word of it. he was saying about some, you know, don't jump off even though you can open the doors. Don't jump off while the train's moving. He was saying about a young lad who opened the door, leapt out, and the train was still moving really fast. And he barreled down the platform right into one of those baggage cages. And it diced him.
Oh, yeah.
And I think we believed it at the time, but looking back on it, I think lying twat.
Yeah, he would have had to have been shot out of a cannon. Possibly he would have been mushed by the time he hit there anyway.
Grandad, you lying fucker.
But if you're very young and you don't know what we're talking about, go to my blog and there are three examples of those kind of films.
Yeah.
Including a fantastic one called Apache, which involves a lot of kids basically playing near a farmyard and then gradually being picked off one by one by accident, but just carrying on playing afterwards.
Yeah. They were heartless little fuckers back then, weren't they? Kids.
Kids were tough back then.
Yeah.
That's it. You didn't let one of your mates being horribly killed spoil your game.
Fuck yeah. Absolutely not. It's a matter of principle.
Very strange people. Very strange.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, I think we've done now, haven't we? Yeah.
That's probably about enough, isn't it?
Yeah.
I've almost finished my mulled wine.
We've got to get home, because, you know, Santa won't come till we go to sleep.
That's true. He sees you when you're sleeping, he knows when you're awake. He's got control of your webcam.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, from all of us here at the Gentleman's Review, until the new year.
Yeah.
And Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
And a happy new year.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Steps in the hall outside my door.